Love. I can't produce it. I can't work it up. God's got to give it. There's where it is tonight. God has to give it. Then love produces a fellowship. Now when God said back there, the day that sin had separated that divine love, God told Adam and Eve not to eat these certain fruits, and they did, and sin brought separation, and sin by separation brought hatred, malice, strife, envy. Is that right? What happened? They separated from divine love. And when you separate from divine love, then you can't overlook your brother's mistakes no more. You've got to bawl him out for it. That's right. You can't overlook sister's mistakes no more because you've got away from that divine part, that love part. But if you really love the Lord Jesus, if sister or brother does something to you, oh, well, that's all right. They didn't mean to do it. That's the kind of love that Christ had. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. What if he had helped my sins against me? What an awful person I was, but he loved me so well that he forgave me for them. When I was undone, he forgave me. He loved me. A pure love. And when Adam separated himself from pure love of keeping God's word in his heart, when he did that, then he began, these other faculties come in. Malice, envy, strife, hatred, so forth. Now, when God seen that his children had separated, he come down for fellowship. And there was no one there to welcome him. Remember the other night when I preached on the woman washing Jesus' feet? He was unwelcome by the Pharisees. He's unwelcome tonight in many people. He's unwelcome in many churches, many cities.